Last week was a very heavy flooding. There were a lot of fears of it happening again, but thankfully it didn't. The frustrating part of it is the money's been in place there to do some works on this, and the work hasn't been carried out. But thankfully we heard there today from the roads engineers that hopefully work will start in the next 2 weeks, which is very welcome and not before time.
We have also heard that there's works being carried out up the river by locals. Is that the responsibility of local people to be clearing out that river?
Well, nobody else has taken it on board, Catherine, so somebody has to do it. OPW's not stepping in to do any of it, you know, and it's not really the responsibility of the county council. That river the whole way up is it's very overgrown. Last week there, on Friday, they came down the river, they came more branches down onto Bridge Street, and I was actually on this morning with the council workers there. They got them out, and no damage was caused locally, but you know, it's everybody should be cutting them, and I think if everybody would start cutting a few now and again, you know, it would help. It would help with this year.
And how are residents feeling, Councillor Boyle, heading into, I suppose, I know we're in the summer months now, but heading into autumn, winter, where that, I suppose, risk of flooding is increased?
They're very anxious, and I'm very anxious too. You know, the work needs to be done now when the days are long. Like, we could get a flash flooding in the summer more than as it is in the winter time, you know, so the sooner we can get the contractor on site and get this done, you know, sooner the better. And people, like, a lot of people worried there, they can't sleep at night, elderly people, there's businesses there that's after rebuilding, getting their premises redone up again, you know, they don't want this fear. And when the money's there, we need to get it done and let the people be fit to sleep at night and not to worry about this.